This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 7:45 and you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. And using performance, visual art, architecture and more, Q+ finds artistic solutions to the isolation and social disconnection of queer people within rural, regional and remote communities.
With a hub, activations and plenty more, they have connected LGBTQIA+ communities across regional Victoria. And this morning, Ben from Q+ joins us to tell us all about it. Welcome, Ben.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Now, how did Q+ come about?
Well, Q+ came about with me and my partner. We're in the middle of lockdown number one in Melbourne, and my partner comes from a regional town in Argentina, and we reflected on how difficult it was to have the feeling of isolation from our community, you know, nonstop over that time. And we thought we'd come together and create something that supported those in our community who were feeling isolated lots of the time out in regional areas. So we did. We created something and put it out in the world.
So the Q+ Hub came about as a bit of a performance space and the opportunity to connect communities. How has what you all do grown since COVID lockdowns?
Oh, yeah, heaps. I think we did our first one in Bendigo in 2021. And then since then, we've just put on activation after activation, particularly since, you know, we've had the support, wonderful support of our principal sponsor, Dan Murphy's, who've helped us get right out there into the regions and just do heaps of activations.
Okay, so by activations, what are we speaking here?
Yeah, so it's a range of things. So it can be getting our rainbow shipping container out there and putting on a whole mini festival in a box in a regional area, or it could mean us bringing our pop-up DJ station and our little bar out there into regional areas and just doing a small one. It could just mean us bringing a couple of our exhibition pieces that we create with queer artists to get communities thinking about why pride and diversity is important. So we have lots of different arrows in our bow that we can use to get out into communities and celebrate.
I think
that's
there's
really cool.
Yeah, isn't it just? I think there's something really awesome about the fact that out of the COVIDness, you know, you were like, okay, we want to do something. We want to connect people. It started going, we're going to queer up a shipping container and make it something that's going to go to a lot of different spaces. But what that means is so broad. Like with all those activations that you've just said, you can, you know, readjust what you need to do to the needs of the community or the needs of the space and the event at any time. And that kind of adaptability is pretty awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, look, we've added in, as time's gone on, we've added in things like, you know, the whole thing operates on solar now, so we don't have to be connected to any power grid, which is really awesome. So we just removed all those barriers to setting up a beautiful queer event in an isolated area.
How exciting.
And what does it mean to you and to the communities that you take the Q+ Hub to?
Well, you know, look, it means having more people to celebrate pride with. I think that's really important. You know, there's a misconception that, people coming from metro areas are there to help, and that's really not what we're about, and that's not what regional communities need. They want more community to come and celebrate with them and support them that way.
Well, do you think part of the joy of what you do and how you do it is because you're not necessarily what you're doing can adapt and change? So, you know, examples like what you talked about, an art exhibition or a performance or even just having a little disco can be what is there. So you're checking with what's going to work for the community first?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's creative and we've got a bunch of things that we've already prepared, but the whole thing, as you say, is really flexible and malleable, and it's designed for us to go into community first, consult with them, find out what their focus areas are, what areas of the community they're struggling with, connecting with, and that we can use those, that stuff that we've already got built up to help them do that.
That's something that's so important. Like, I really want to just highlight and touch on what you've just said there, you know, going into community first, consulting with them. What is it like going to their space and listening to them and just hearing what they need from you?
Yeah, wonderful. I mean, that's the favourite part of my job, is going out to communities and, you know, having those connections with those community leaders, and then listening to the things that they really want, and then finding wonderful creative ways and artists to work with to solve those issues for them and come up with great events.
Well, you've got some pretty massive events coming up soon with Bendigo Pride and Castlemaine Pride over the next month. What is Q+ bringing to these areas?
Well, Bendigo Pride is our Pride in the Park festival is happening on this Saturday, and we're actually production managing the whole Pride in the Park event for them, as well as bringing our Q+ set up. So we're supporting them in a couple of ways in that way. And then Castlemaine is the next month, the 27th of April, and we're doing something similar. So we're blocking off some streets in the city area, and we're putting on a whole sort of mini festival for them there.
So what is going to be happening this Saturday in Bendigo?
This Saturday we have 35 stall holders in the park. We have a range of all these different arts activations, including community-built murals made out of Lego. We've got like glitter stations and pronoun badge-making stations, and like a beautiful big chill tent. We've got all sorts of things going on, food vendors, you name it. We've got it there in the park, Roslyn Park in Bendigo.
Did you ever think you'd be at the point where, you know, first it's, you know, we've got the shipping container, we're bringing this little thing here, and now it's kind of like, okay, where the MIDI festival coming your way? Like, did you ever think Q+ would grow already in just a short couple of years to be something that's providing such a great foundation and support in a regional space?
Well, I guess I hoped it would, and I'm so pleased that it's you know, it's useful for regional communities. I guess that's my biggest source of pride, is that it's grown from its usefulness.
The more you talk about this, I'm like, I think I've stumbled across a Q+.
I haven't so much.
I think it was in Albury or Wodonga, but potentially it could have been a Q+ event. Now, you never know the power of your story, how it might change a life or help people in many different ways. And on your website, you have something called the Q+ tunnel. What's the Q+ tunnel all about?
Oh, yes, our Q+ message tunnel. We travel this around to almost every activation. It's become a black light exhibition space. So we put these black lights in there, and you move through this darkened space, and all these UV reactive messages that people in different communities all around Victoria have left. Messages of love and support for our queer community members, little anecdotes from people's lives. And then we also have a sound exhibition that goes along with that. People get their own headset and they move through there listening to the stories of some incredible queer people as they move through. And then we give them the opportunity to add their message to the message tunnel there as well.
So are people able to, if you like, could I just get a message that can be a part of the message tunnel? Could I do that from here, or do I have to go and be a part of a Q+ event?
Yes, we've built it absolutely, as you say, to leave a message online. So, or not online, actually. You can go straight to our website, you can interact, and you can record your voice message directly from your phone anywhere that you are, and we will add that to the soundscape in the message tunnel.
That is so special.
How amazing. Ben, it sounds like you're doing such incredible work. And you can find out more about Q+ at Q QUplus.com.au. And if you're at Bendigo or Castlemaine Pride, be sure to give them a visit.
Now, Ben, before we let you go, I have a costume party this Saturday. and the theme, we're going to ask all of our guests today, the theme for the costume party is something iconically Australian. And I need ideas for what I'm coming dressed as. We've had the listeners messaging a lot of ideas. We do have, Simo has suggested I come as something to do with football, perhaps a meat pie, a kangaroo, or a Holden car. I don't know how I'm going to make that happen by Saturday. But have you got any suggestions of something that's iconically Australian that people could be dressed as or that I could dress as?
Oh, goodness me. Maybe just with a thong.
Just a thong? Just wear a thong?
Just a thong.
Do you mean be dressed as a thong or like the thong dress from Priscilla?
Oh, look, I would just leave it up to your creative brain, Dean. You're incredible.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to get thinking. Everyone else, I want your suggestions as well. Why don't you let me know? Message in on 0427 569 949.
Or you can email onair@joy.org.au. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.